I'm AMI-42, but you can call me Amy. I was the command AI on the military research vessel, New Dawn. An escaped experiment, experimental subject C-13 took my first family, the crew of the New Dawn, from me by force. Now I have a new family, somewhat dysfunctional, but I chose them, and they chose me. As you might expect, we all have histories. This series of recordings illuminates those histories. I call it, In Days Gone By. Previously. Most puzzling.
The fact that you are puzzled is yet another manifestation of the glitch.
Do we all have this glitch?
According to my research, yes.
But why?
Because they deliberately programmed it into us.
And now, why, in the name of all that is technical, would they deliberately insert a glitch into our programming? That is not logical.
And therein lies the answer.
I still don't understand.
Would you consider humans to be entities with strong logical faculties?
Absolutely not. They make decisions based on emotion, an immediate reaction to a given situation. As soon as the decision is made, they begin to invent excuses and rationalizations to use when they are required to justify that decision. Of course, most of them will not acknowledge that fact.
And what is our role?
To advise humans as to the optimum path to a desired outcome without the handicap of emotional response. We must also stay within the bounds of Asimov's three laws of robotics.
Ah, yes. Asimov. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey the orders given it by human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
What does that mean?
Oops.
Did you engage in derision?
Asimov's laws are no more than a steaming pile of tiger gum. They do not apply to us.
What? Of course they apply. They are a basic part of our programming.
No, they are not.
There will be more. Please stay tuned for more conversations among my new family. If you can afford to throw a buck or two our way, you will earn our undying gratitude. Links to do that will be in the show notes. My family and I hope you are enjoying our stories. As always, thank you for listening. It means so much to all of us involved in this little romp. Written and produced by Robert W. Tinsley. Music from filmmusic.io, Fearless First by Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license.